Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Susanna Wesley was born in 1670. She was the youngest of 25 children, her father being the Dr. Samuel Ainslie, who was a minister of the Church of England. He was known for his personal discipline. He read 20 chapters of the Bible at the same time each day. At the age of 20, Susanna married Samuel Wesley, a writer and pastor. They had 19 children together, 10 of which lived into adulthood. Samuel didn't make a lot of money, so Susanna homeschooled their children. She had a keen mind and was self-educated, even possessing some knowledge of Greek and Hebrew. Susanna, no doubt, was influenced by her father's discipline, herself becoming a woman of discipline. She did so in a manner of calm and serenity. She seemed to have time for everything without anxiety or disorder. At the age of 30, she began setting aside an hour in the morning for personal study and meditation, and another hour in the evening, a practice she carried on all of her life. She demanded absolute obedience from her children, and apparently the Wesley household was a quiet one. At mealtime, if any of the children wanted a second helping, they were to whisper their request to the maid standing by. For all of Susanna's responsibilities, she spent individual time with each of the children in the evening. This remarkable woman, Susanna Wesley, is responsible for shaping the character of her sons, John and Charles, who birthed the Methodist movement.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.